Gardeners know that gardening can be very therapeutic. Fresh air, exercise, a chance to think about something other than the daily grind at the office. For Tara Austin Weaver, working in the garden provides all that, and it also provided a means to reforge lost family bonds. Weaver's written about this in her new memoir. It's called Orchard House. She didn't always want to garden. Weaver grew up in a not-so-happy family in Northern California. It wasn't until she moved to Seattle and her mother bought a dilapidated old house with acreage in North Seattle that Tara Austin Weaver discovered the joy of gardening. It's a hobby that helped bring her family closer together.
You know, the ability to garden and also to do something as a family, my nieces and now I have a nephew as well, all have their own garden plots. So it was really a multi-generational garden experiment.
But what was your relationship to your mother at the point that she bought this house that would make you think that that would be a harmonious thing to do?
I actually don't know that I thought it was going to be a harmonious thing. I thought it had a lot of potential. And, you know, we are definitely both of us very strong personalities and don't always see eye to eye. And actually working together has really, I think, given us appreciation for how the other works. And certainly we have a lot of chats while we are weeding side by side. But I think it's unusual as an adult to go into a project like that with a family member and really sort of come together through it.
Because, in fact, you and your mother and your brother, even though you're all living in the same place at this point in time, the way you write about it, it's not like you're all entwined and that kind of family that wants to constantly be together.
No, I think families sort of fall on a spectrum, and I hope someone gets that perfect Norman Rockwell family where it's all, you know, warmth and togetherness. But we definitely have had our struggles, and I think that was, for me, a really an appeal for the garden, the idea that we could have this place that we might be able to come together and write a happier chapter.
You were a writer in San Francisco before you originally moved to Seattle. How did working this giant piece of land, because this isn't your normal backyard garden that you're writing about, it's a big plot.
Yeah, it's half an acre.
It's big for an in-city piece of land. How did that shape what you write about, what you think about?
I feel like, well, in the summer, the garden just takes over my life. But certainly as a food writer, I mean, I used to think about recipes and cooking as, what do I want for dinner? And now it's all about what's ripe, what needs to be used up. And actually, you get burnt out on things. I never thought that I would get sick of raspberries. But after 2 or 3 weeks of eating them every day, it's like, get them in the freezer because I don't want to see them anymore. So, and of course, having an abundance of something is never a bad thing, but it definitely, you know, in the modern era, we really sort of cater to our desires, and nature and a garden definitely puts you in your place.
It puts you in your place, but I think the avid gardeners who are listening, and they are legion in our audience, know that aside from food, or maybe you like to grow dahlias and sunflowers and cosmos in the summer because they're pretty, which they are, there's something else that's less tangible that gardening provides. And some people use the word healing, some people use escape. So do you think you've discovered what that is? And if you have, what is that thing that makes this such an addictive pastime?
Well, I can't speak for all of the other gardeners, but one of the things in my life that I have found really rewarding about the garden is that so much of what I do is intangible. It's words on a screen. It's an inbox that is never emptied. And if I go out in the garden and spend 2 hours there, I can really see the effects of my effort. Or even if I'm preserving some of the produce that we grow, I have jam at the end of an afternoon. And to feel that sort of very physical and reward is really a wonderful thing. I noticed I was a member at the Picardo Pea Patch, and when I would spend an afternoon there, it just felt like peace. And I don't even really know how to describe it, but it was such a beautiful place. And the pace of the time just seems to slow down, and it is healing.
Tara Austin Weaver is the editor of Edible Seattle magazine. Her new memoir is called Orchard House.